Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Back to Wells. Baseline stops, pass in the lane, too hard off the Clark. A save by Podziemski. A beautiful pass to Kuminga. He went behind the back going out of bounds and led Kuminga right to the rim. How did he do that? Boy, Andy Nagy is hearing it from Steve Kerr.
Yeah, he is.
That's as demonstrative as we've seen the coach in a long, long time.
Yeah, he is not. No, is he going after him again?
He is going
after him again.
He is pointing at Andy Nagy, Bill Kennedy, and Brian Forte. They need to get him out of there.
Well, I'll be heading to the locker room after the game, so I'm going to find out what the heck that was all about.
Wow.
I was going to say, everybody goes home happy. I told you the Warriors had it in the bag, no big deal. And then I remembered, except for the people who had the Warriors minus -7. Ouch. That one's going to sting.
Brandon Podziemski to put the headset on, talk to us. Brandon, we appreciate it. First of all, it got a little – what kind of a game was this like for you guys tonight?
Yeah, you just got to play, be solid against this team offensively. You know, they're last in ball screens, last in pin downs, so everything's kind of guard your yard, move with your man. When they drive right, everybody moves right in cohesion with them. And when they drive left, everybody moves left. So just keeping your head on a swivel, being solid, I think that's just won us the game.
You know, it's a long season. Every player, yeah. No matter who they are, from Steph Curry to whomever, yeah, every player goes through great times and not so great times. It looked like you got back into a rhythm tonight. Is that a fair assessment?
I wouldn't say rhythm. I just got back to playing hard. I was really disappointed in my last two games, just how I performed from an effort standpoint and energy. You know, you never see minus -10 and minus -19 for me in the box score. And, you know, I wasn't very pleased with that. So, for me, you know, I didn't make, you know, that many shots tonight. I just wanted to, you know, impact winning as much as I could.
I don't know how the two halves felt to you, but watching them, they felt like two completely different basketball games, first half and the second half. Did you feel that? Was there a shift somewhere, and what made it kind of different?
I think we came out good in the second half. First half, we were just super solid all around. Yeah. I think they only had 40-some points, and then they ended up with 118. But I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, the last 5-6 minutes, Memphis understanding that they weren't out the game, but they weren't in the game, and point differential matters in the in-season tournament. So they kept their guys in there, obviously, longer than usual. And so that's why the game ended up so close, because they were just playing fast, trying to get quick shots up at the rim and score, and because they understood that point differential, it matters in the in-season tournament.
Isn't that crazy how it comes down? I remember last year you guys were at Sacramento,
yep.
And it was point differential, and I think you ended up maybe losing the game in overtime,
yep.
If I'm not mistaken. How do you handle all that? Because really the key is it's a regular season game. You want to win it because you want to finish as high in the standings for the real trophy at the end of the year. How do you balance those two a little bit?
Let's just put it this way. I'd rather win by one than lose by 25, you know. A win's a win. If we go 4-0, it guarantees us that, yep. We're going somewhere. So at the end of the day, that's what matters most. The points obviously do help in case you go 3-1.
Yep.
But we're not even thinking like that. We just want to win every single game. And no matter our differential, you know, it doesn't really matter. We're in. So
I got it.
You guys are doing a great job of that. 11 points, 7 boards, 5 assists tonight. Nice job tonight, Brandon. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, guys. And Tom, congratulations, brother.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir.
Brandon Podziemski. Congrats to Tom on the 28-year run. Or as we say here on Warriors Radio, a 28-year reign of terror.
I like that better.
Well, Golden State with the win tonight, 123-118. It was not that close. So the Dubs go to 10-2 with a 123-118 win. Draymond with 3 threes tonight. He had 13 points with 8 boards, 7 assists. Did get ejected at the end, but the Warrior bench was not very pleased toward the end of the game with the officials. Steve Kerr walked on the floor and after the final horn and had some words for the officiating crew, which he usually does not do. That's what I think maybe the first time we've seen him do that, certainly this year, but first time in a long time. And so I guess in part because, you know, there was 49 fouls called in this game, 28 on the Dubs, And 33 free throws for Memphis, 25 for Golden State. So we shot a lot of free throws in this game, and it just was not – it was a game that really couldn't get a feel for it, Thomas. Kind of just a – it's like walking through mud.
Yeah. 49 free throw attempts in the second half.
Whew.
Combined. That's an avalanche of free throws. I mean, after nine in the first half. The first half was like smooth, just up and down, and there wasn't a lot of offensive continuity, but at least it had a little bit of flow to it. Second half had zero flow to it, but the Grizzlies had a few threes at the end. Wells hit a couple, but they were 7 for 42. You're just not going to win a whole lot of games in the NBA when you're 7 for 42 from three. And the Warriors, who were kind of cool early, got it going 19 for 46 at the end, but 103 shots for the Grizzlies, 98 for the – I mean, that is a lot of shots, especially with all those free throws they shot. So it was a really weird game. Like, sometimes it felt like it was fast. Sometimes it felt like it was a slog, and it just kind of didn't have a lot of feel to it. That's why when I was, like, thinking about the electrifying player, it took me a little minute because I was like, well, God, I'm trying to figure a portion of the game that really they kind of separated, and it was kind of the first – 4 or 5 minutes of the second half. The Grizzlies couldn't get going offensively, and the Warriors hit a few shots and got going. But that's an impressive win when you can win a game without having a guy go over 20. I don't know how many times that's happened because Steph always scores over 20. When he doesn't, there's a good chance they lose, although they might have had won the first two games this year where Steph didn't have a lot of points and they've won. So I think that goes to show, and you mentioned it during the broadcast, that they're deep.
Yep.
And they have guys that can just kind of pitch in and do certain things. Like Wiggins, 13. Draymond hit some threes. I mean, that could have made him the electrifying player of the game. 8 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 for 7 on threes for him. And I thought the really impressive thing for Draymond was hitting the fourth three-point attempt because he missed his first three.
Right.
And usually after that, he just shuts it down. And not only did he not shut it down, he shot 4 more threes, and he hit 3 of those. So that's the thing. Yet he keep on shooting them, and I think he feels better about the shot this year. But just overall, like a really solid effort, and they're playing some good ball, playing some absolutely good ball. I mean, they had 118 points, Memphis did, 40 of them in the third, and a lot of them when they were out of it, although you refuse to believe that. But it took them 103 shots to get those 118 points. So even though it's a lot of points, the Warriors' efficiency is still going to look pretty good.
Yeah. Well, they're cleaning the glass. Their offensive rating was 113.9. Their defensive rating was 105.5, which is way below their 108 overall rating. So,
okay. Yeah.
That's, I mean,
yeah.
They were 7 to 42 from 3.
I know. I mean, like raw numbers, it doesn't mean anything. You got to look at the percentages. And when you look at how many shots it takes to get a certain amount of points, that's why I always – that's how I look to see if a guy had a good offensive night. I don't look at field goal percentage. I don't look at free throws. I just look at how many points they scored, how many shots it took them to get those points. 30 points to me doesn't mean a whole lot when it takes 30 shots to get there. But when you have like 25 points and it takes you 13 shots to get there, that's an incredible evening.
Yeah.
You're, like, extremely efficient doing that. So, you know, when you can do something like that, those are usually the best players in the league that are pulling that one off.
Well, Lindy Waters went out. He started tonight. He was playing well and had a tremendous block and then came down on his left leg and a hyperextension of his knee. We'll know more about that hopefully in the next day or so.
Yep.
So, but, you know, it just – just happy for him. You know, he's worked hard to get to where he is, and he looks like he's going to help this team, you know, if he's healthy, a lot. I thought, you know, Brandon kind of downplayed it, but he looked like he was back in rhythm tonight.
Yeah.
Like he was aggressive. He only over-dribbled a couple of times tonight. You know, so I just think that's a real key for Golden State because their bench play is such a key to this strength in numbers, you know, part of the equation. And so, hey, any night where Steph Curry takes only 9 shots and you win, and yep, really, you know, they had the game in hand, even though they tried to make it interesting there coming down the stretch. But
yep,
And they're 2-0 in cup play.
Right.
2-0 in cup play, babe.
Makes, brother.
The games in New Orleans and Denver now, that's going to decide it.
They're more entertaining than ever.
There's room on the plane.
They won't. Yeah, I'm sure there is.
There's room on the plane.
You know what I thought, thinking back on it? What was the key sequence in this game? Was the end of the first half. Warriors are up 5. And the Grizzlies have a chance to cut it to 3 or 2 going into halftime. Get a little, feel good, a little momentum.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to call it that. Williams Jr. just drops the ball out of bounds, went right through his hands, and then Steph came down and hit that jumper. So they should have never got that shot because the Grizzlies should have taken the last shot. So 5 should have been the worst you were going into halftime, but with a chance to get a little bit better. They didn't. Not only didn't they gave the Warriors time to get the last shot. They did, and Steph hits it. So you go up 7. So now you're going into halftime down 7. And then when the Warriors get off to a really good start in the second half, all of a sudden, it's at 14 or 16 instead of maybe 8 or 9. And seems like it doesn't seem that insurmountable. I'm not saying that seems insurmountable in an NBA game. It doesn't. But it's a lot more daunting. And you feel like you have to do a lot more things right to come back from that. And those are the little things that kind of drive you crazy, I'm sure, as a coach, where you're just like, we just gave away 2 points we didn't need to give away. And we didn't even give ourselves a shot to cut into the lead. I thought that, looking back on it, I thought that was kind of a key series, a key possession.
You know, it's let me ask you to be a little unfair to you, but so tell me what you think of Memphis when they have Ja Morant.
Well, look, he gives them.
Hey, we've got Eric Hasseltine here.
You don't need me.
You can't walk in this booth in a postgame show without putting the headset on. The pride of Walnut Creek at UC Davis.
Yes.
Eric Hasseltine.
I just came to pay my respects for the great Tom Tolbert, who, as I've told many times, my father was we were season ticket holders. He might have screamed your name in vain a few times on threes.
Probably did.
He would have been screaming at our team tonight. Stop shooting! Turns out 7 for 41 is not a real good strategy to win
team
a game.
Stop shooting.
No.
Nobody stops shooting.
No. But with, I'd be interested to hear your guys' thoughts. With Morant, it's a different look.
Yeah. Well,
We were just talking about.
I was going to get into that, but I said this. I thought a key series of events was end of the first half. You have a chance to get the last shot, right? You're down 5.
Yep.
You drop the ball out of bounds. Steph hits that shot. You're up now you're down 7.
Yep.
And they shouldn't have even got a look at the bucket.
I said that on our show, too. I thought that there was another key one to me on top of that was they went too early at the end of the third. You had a chance to cut into it.
Yep.
You get fouled, and then not only you left 16 and a half seconds for Golden State to come get a possession, you missed your 2 free throws.
Yep.
Like they went too early into the play, and that is where – for this group, there's a little bit of inexperience. And you understand, having played, and Tim, you've called games long enough, chemistry matters. Tonight's Desmond Bane's first game back. Yep. Wednesday was Marcus Smart's first game back since the early part of the season. Vince Williams hasn't played all year. And then you put the ball in his hands and say, okay, go out in the new offense on the first night against a team that's playing fantastic team basketball. And I thought Golden State's defensive game plan tonight was amazing. They got the Grizzlies into hero mode. Go one-on-one, one-on-one into the lane, trying to break it down, and the help was coming from every angle that you weren't expecting it, which caused you to have – you're kind of caught in no man's land with not a great passing angle or not a great shot.
Yeah.
And the ball movement for the Warriors tonight was terrific. And that's something the Grizzlies have done well. I mean, it's a season low in assists. Shockingly, it coincides with a season low in three-point field goal percentage because your assists go up when people make shots. It's a wild thing.
Yeah, I would imagine Taylor Jenkins is not going to be super happy with some of the transition defense that happened in the game. And that's one thing I think every team should really pay attention to. Some do, some don't, is end of quarters, how do you handle 2-for-1s?
Yeah.
Not only offensively, but defensively.
They're usually really good at it, and tonight they were not.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. And one of the strengths of this group up until tonight was – they'll be in games, and whether they're down or up, a team will go on a run, and you kind of do the pound the chest. Yeah. We're on a roll. You're feeling that surge of adrenaline, and the Grizzlies are running back the other way, and they get a bucket. Like, you've cut a 10-point lead as an opponent down to 2. Grizzlies run down and get a wide open three because you're still looking at the scoreboard, and then it goes to five, and you look up all of a sudden, one miss, and you're back down eight, and you're like, what just happened?
Yep. You know, if only you guys had a shot blocker. You know what I mean? Yeah.
4 7-footers.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's an interesting kid. He's real quiet. But I think the whole notion of he's not going to be able to keep up with the game. There are certainly matchups that make it a problem.
Yep.
But I mean, you're looking at one of the original undersized centers.
There we go.
When Coach Nelson rolled the dice and put a guy there, you can't start a guy at 6'7" at center. And I'm like, why not? Let him run. They're trying to run and be fast. So the thinking
literally
changes.
We just had no other options.
I remember. Manute Bol wasn't walking through that door.
I mean, the difference is you're forgetting who I had to guard back then.
Oh yeah. I do remember.
Ass kicked on multiple.
Oh yeah,
multiple
I remember.
Nights.
Yeah, it's Olajuwon tonight. Yeah. Oh, that's fun.
Oh,
what's
Patrick
tomorrow
Ewing.
Night? Oh, Patrick yeah. Ewing. Oh, what's the
David
next
Robinson.
Night? David Robinson.
Yeah, yeah.
When is Paul McKeskey coming? And he wasn't a picnic
he was
either.
On my team.
Yeah, he was on your squad. He's like, we traded for him
somewhere else. Like you.
Alton Lister was on the squad. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. Oh, can we get one of those guys to go against us? Not a Hall of Famer.
It's
an interesting work in progress.
You guys get to go home.
Yeah, they're going to be home. This is going to be the stretch where, and that's why I think the end of the game. I'm sure you guys talked about those their fans, and I understand Coach Kerr's frustration. I understand.
Right.
Why the players were still playing out. Because a lot of people are thinking, why are they still running Jaren Jackson up and down the floor, down 12 with a minute? Because the points matter.
Yeah.
And the points at the end matter. And it's not because of people in the desert, as Brent Musburger would say. It's because they matter in the differential. And now with Nikola Jokic missing tonight for personal reasons, we don't know what they were, at least we didn't on our broadcast.
No.
They lose to the Pelicans. The Grizzlies get Denver Tuesday. Were they to win that game, and then they have Dallas and New Orleans before wrapping it up there. And, I mean, like, you could get yourself back into a possible wild card spot.
The Warriors have two road games left on this on the cup chase, you know, at New Orleans and at Denver. And, you know, the healthier New Orleans gets, the better they're going to be. And, you know, Denver, it's always a tough place to play.
Never easy.
So,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, we'll find that out. But I wanted to pay my respects as well. I know yesterday was a tough day, I always enjoyed it. And
thank
I'll miss
you.
That because that was one of my favorite things about coming back. You're like a brother. I love you.
Love you too.
Happy holidays to you guys, and we'll see you in January.
Happy holidays.
Fly safe. We'll see you
absolutely.
In January.
Absolutely. Safe travels.
Eric Hasseltine, the voice of the Memphis Grizzlies, who, of course, from the Bay Area, from Walnut Creek and UC Davis. Always great to hear from Eric and get his perspective on things. You walk into this room, you're going to get the headset put on you. It's a risk you take.
You just know it. Absolutely.
Well, enjoy your weekend.
Thank you.
We'll be down. The Warriors will be down, flying down to L.A. on Sunday and then play the Clippers on Monday. Can't wait to see the new building.
I know. It looks amazing.
Yeah, it does look cool.
It looks amazing.
We'll talk to you. We'll see you on Wednesday. We get to see the Atlanta Hawks. So
you get to go to the house that Piakowski built.
That's right. Eric Piakowski.
One
of the few NBA players who played at Nebraska.
That's right. Absolutely
along with Stu Lance.
Yep, absolutely
there
right.
There you go. All right.
Now I'm looking forward to it. So I will see you next week, I believe, Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah,
Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. So
7 o'clock.
I know I'm going to get that about 30 more times this year.
35.
35. Okay. That's okay. I have no problem with it.
All right.
Love you guys. See you.
All right. Love you too, Tom. Tom Tolbert, 123-118. Warriors are 10-2, and they're 2-0 in cup play.